and where does that kind of rank among kind of captaincy achievements? 6 games on the trot, 2 series wins abroad.
Yeah, it's very nice. I think we've just played some really, really good cricket, so it's pleasing for everyone, the progression that we've made over the last couple of months.
In terms of your own innings today, I guess you feel like that was a really mature knock, like you just kind of struggled to get going there for a bit?
Oh, I struggled to get going the whole time. It was a frustrating innings, to be fair, and probably let the frustration get a bit the better of me towards the end. I felt the wicket was pretty good. It was probably a little bit drier than we gave it credit for at the start, and it spun a little bit. It was just holding, and then a bit of rain helped us out towards the end when it started seaming around in our innings. So, it was a frustrating innings. I think I just kept hitting the field. I felt like I was hitting the middle of the bat a bit, but it was just straight to the field. So there was a lot of pressure building up. When I was batting with Pete and he was off to a flyer, I couldn't get him back on strike, and a little bit the same with Maxi. So, but it was still nice to get a few runs and contribute.
I guess considering how cleanly you hit him in the second game, like, is that a bit of pride that you're able to kind of squeeze out a 90 despite that?
Yeah, I think that when you go through some tough patches, you never want to give it away cheaply. And there was some times there where I felt I should have been pressing a little bit harder. But also, when you're two down in the power play, it probably holds you back a little bit at times. So that was probably, you never want to lose wickets early, but it probably restrained me a little bit from making a silly decision in the middle overs there where Pakistan bowled really well and I just couldn't seem to hit the gaps.
How different, like just having the weight of runs that you have the last couple of games, how different is that for your mindset, or how like, much more confidence do you play with just after a couple of, you know, really big scores?
No, you still go out there with the same mindset each game, especially to start your innings. You want to get off to a good start and build a partnership. And Uzi got a very good ball early, and then I was trying to build a partnership with Sauce. And so your individual stuff, you don't worry too much about that. You just try and lock in as quick as you can with your partner and work out the situation. What's best for both of you, what's best for the side at the time. And it was an interesting innings. It was an interesting day, how it all panned out. So looking back, I was a bit disappointed coming off. Like, I think I faced 140 something balls for 90, so I was kicking myself for, one, for getting out then, but two, for also chewing up so many balls. But looking back, the wicket, it wasn't the easiest wicket to play on. And I think that was what was so impressive about Maxi and Pete's innings, the way that they played. They hit the middle of the bat and they hit the gaps a lot, which gives you, looking back, it makes my innings look pretty ordinary, but also probably allowed them to play that way a little bit, just by being an old-fashioned blocker there for a while.
Leading from the front, like you said at the start of that Indian tour, you're really happy with how all the other captaincy stuff's going, but you would like some runs. Yeah. What does it mean to be doing that now?
Oh, winning's the most important thing, and to be able to contribute to that with the bat is obviously important, and it makes you feel better. You don't lose as much sleep worrying about a lot of the stuff that occupies your mind as a captain, but then. Really worrying about your own form, your own technique, things that could go wrong, and at times you get into a quite a negative mind frame when things aren't going your way. And India, they were probably all over me for a couple of games there in the tests, and then the ODI series in Australia as well. So to get some runs at the back end of that series, get a 90 and then contribute with a couple of other starts was nice. And it never takes the pressure off, because you always want to lead from the front every game and have that match winning contribution. So it's been nice to set us up for a couple of really big match winning partnerships.